Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about faith that won't quit. And I want to read to you from Luke chapter 18, verse 39, where we read this. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was coming south from the region of Galilee, which lay to the north. Jesus knew that on this visit to Jerusalem, he would be crucified. And his face was set in hard determination to love his people to the end. With the weight of a coming betrayal, arrest, beating, and crucifixion on your mind, it would be easy to become annoyed at a pest, such as a blind man shouting at you. You could hardly blame the blind man. He sensed a highly charged excitement filling the air, and he asked a bystander what was happening, and somebody told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is here." That's all the blind man needed to hear. And he started yelling out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, there wasn't an immediate answer when he said it once, so he yelled it again. The people around him were annoyed. Perhaps their ears hurt from the blind man's loud, desperate cry. "Be quiet," they told him. But he wouldn't stop. Over and over again, he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Luke even tells us that they warned him to stop. Maybe someone even threatened him with a punch in the mouth if he didn't stop his shouting. But Luke notes that he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." What he shouted is important because it shows that the blind man knew who Jesus was. Son of David was a well-known messianic title. The blind man said, "Jesus, you are the Messiah, and I know that you can help me." What he shouted is important because it shows that the blind man knew what he needed. He needed mercy. He didn't come thinking that God owed him something. What he really wanted from Jesus was mercy. So he said, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus came over to the blind man, probably smiling at this desperate man who wouldn't stop shouting and quiet down. Then once Jesus was close, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" That was a strange question because the blind man's need seemed obvious. But Jesus wanted to hear it directly from the man's lips. And the blind man said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." The blind man submitted himself to Jesus, calling him Lord. Finally, Jesus healed him. He said to the blind man, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And how did the faith of the blind man save him? Well, I can think of several ways. It saved him because it was the faith that wanted Jesus. It was the faith who knew who Jesus was. It was the faith that knew how to ask for mercy from Jesus. It was the faith that could tell Jesus what he wanted. And it was by faith that he could call Jesus Lord. Taken together, that is saving faith. So the next time someone tells you to quiet down about Jesus, instead be like this blind man and cry out all the more. You can put your faith in Jesus today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.